If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz. Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, should you test the total thyroid hormones? So many medical doctors will only test the TSH, which is thyroid-stimulating hormone, while others will test the TSH and T4. Ideally, you want to look at the TSH, T3, and T4, the thyroid antibodies, and in some cases, other markers such as reverse T3. But when it comes to testing T3 and T4, should you test the free hormones, the total hormones, or both? So for those who don't understand the difference, let me go ahead and explain. So the thyroid gland produces thyroid hormone, mostly T4, which is also known as thyroxine. And it also produces some T3 or triiodothyronine, but most of the T3 is manufactured by T4 converting into T3. And when it produces, let's say T4 or both T4, T3, actually, most of the thyroid hormone is actually bound to a protein, and a very small percentage, about 1%, is free circulating in the blood. And so when you look at a lab panel, like a lab test, a lab report, if looking at the free thyroid hormones, it will say free T4, free T3, or it might say free thyroxine, free triiodothyronine. Now, if it just says thyroxine and or triiodothyronine, then it's just looking at the total T4 and total T3. So again, usually it doesn't say total T4 and total T3. It'll just say thyroxine without the free, and same thing, triiodothyronine without the free. So hope that makes sense. I mainly test the free thyroid hormones, and many other functional medicine practitioners do as well. Not too long ago, I had an interview with Dr. Angela Mazza, who's an endocrinologist, but she's an integrative endocrinologist. And she also mentioned how she just tests for the free hormones. And I see all the time, I see a lot of lab reports. And I mean, without question, I see some doctors testing the total hormones, but most of the time I'll see the free thyroid hormones, which is good. That's what you want to see, in my opinion. Now, in hyperthyroidism, there is really no advantage of testing the total thyroid hormone. So definitely with hyperthyroidism, you want to look at the free T4, the free T3. Now, sometimes I will get doctors that still do the total hormones, or maybe they'll do a combination where maybe they'll look at free T4 and total T3. So again, on a lab report, that'll show up as free T4 and just triiodothyronine, which is total T3. And sometimes we'll see the opposite, where they might test for thyroxine, which is total T4, unless if it has free thyroxine. But if it just says thyroxine, it's total T4. So sometimes we'll see thyroxine and free T3. But ideally, we want to see free T4 and free T3. Now, if they want to do everything, if they want to test both the total hormones, like thyroxine, triiodothyronine, and then free T4, free T3, if they want to do everything, that's fine. But if we're just focusing, if we have to choose between one or the other, then I'm going to look at the free T3, free T4. And I really don't think there's a lot of value in testing for everything. So, I mean, if someone has health insurance and it's going to cover everything, that's fine. But if someone's paying out of pocket, usually I'm just going to recommend the free T4 and the free T3. Now, with hypothyroidism, including Hashimoto's, there is an argument that you might want to test the total T4 at least in some situations, maybe even total T4 and total T3, but at the very least a total T4. And there was an interview I had with Dr. Eric Balkovich, so yet another Dr. Eric, and he was chatting about thyroid physiology, and he discussed the importance of testing the total hormones, especially total T4. And the reason, like with Hashimoto's, that's what he mainly works with, Hashimoto's patients. And with Hashimoto's, you get damage of the thyroid gland from the immune system, and that will affect the output of thyroid hormone. And again, most of the thyroid hormone binds to a protein. So whereas like with hyperthyroidism, it really doesn't make a difference. You're usually going to see both the total and free hormones elevated. So, I mean, sometimes you will see free hormones elevated and total hormones within range, but on the higher side. But again, it doesn't really change the approach. But if someone with Hashimoto's has normal free T3, free T4, and yet they have a lower total T4, then that signals that there's a lot of damage taking place. And even though the free T4 looks good, especially if the person's symptomatic, then there's a good argument that they may need thyroid hormone. I mean, a lot of doctors will just base this on the TSH. They'll give thyroid hormone replacement just based on the TSH alone. But again, in some cases, that total thyroid hormone can come in handy. So again, I can't say that I test total and free hormones on all my Hashimoto's patients, but it was eye-opening when he explained it. And again, it does make some sense. So that pretty much is all I want to discuss here. And that's my answer to the question, should you test the total thyroid hormones? If you're dealing with hyperthyroidism, including Graves' disease, toxic multinodular goiter, subacute thyroiditis, I don't think you need to test the total thyroid hormones. I think the free thyroid hormones are sufficient. If you have hypothyroidism, including Hashimoto's thyroiditis, in that case, again, I still think the free thyroid hormones are the priority, but there's an argument that you might also want to test the total thyroid hormones, especially total T4 or thyroxin. Anyway, I hope you found this Q&A episode to be valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.